that number when the saints go marching in.
Sharon, since Danny's here, will you do my song?
I will. Thank you. Okay.
You go do for me.
You are? Okay.
You say yeah.
He would have loved that.
Yeah, that, I need you every hour.
All right.
Hold on, Justin, they'll get it.
I still just remember the little boy that's still having all the trouble.
Maverick.
Me and my friend, we went to the benefit last Friday, and they made $8,000.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We just have to keep him in prayer.
Yeah. He's doing better according to what I just read. He's doing better. Keep it up.
And I love this song here. It's got a lot of meaning to it.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Same here, brother Ed.
Oh,
Praise the Lord, I'm glad I saw the light.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Anybody else?
I do want something.
Hang on.
Go ahead, forsook him.
Yep.
No.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
All right. All right. Good singing. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hey, we'll have a little revival this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Good singing. Good presence of the Lord. We had a tremendous Sunday school lesson this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And praise God. You know, a lot of places, they don't even have Sunday school tomorrow. They don't have Sunday night service. We just started our Sunday night service, and I praise God for that.
Yes.
But I'm just telling you, there ain't much room for Jesus down here no more.
That's right.
Wasn't no room for Him when He came. And He was born in a stable. Of course, He's the Lamb of God. Ain't nothing wrong with a lamb being born in a stable. But the thing that really bothers me is there wasn't no room for Him. You know, for 34 years in my life, there wasn't no room for Him.
Yeah.
And this week, Wednesday, the 27th of April, I was saved 34 years. And I praise God for that, because I was 34 years old when I got saved. And Brother Mitchell, I wanted to live more for the Lord.
That's right.
Than I did for my old simple self. And selfish, you know, I really was. I was just kind of selfish. I thought it was my life.
Man.
I'll live it however I want to, but yeah, it wasn't my life.
No,
Bible talks about in John chapter 1, In him was life, and the life was the light of men. He lit my candle.
That's right.
But praise God, he took his rightful place on the throne of my heart.
Amen.
April 27, 1988.
Amen.
The light came on, fellas. I ain't been in darkness since. Man, I'm telling you, my batteries don't run down, Brother Eric. Hallelujah. I got them lithiums, I guess. They just never run down. I'm still going. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I appreciate the song sung this morning. I appreciate Sharon singing that song there. You know, the Lord is the good shepherd. And boy, I'm glad he loves his sheep. Amen.
Amen.
I like this song Brother Danny sung there too. Stand by me. Amen.
Yes, stand by.
Brother Jerry there singing that song. You know, I saw the light. Thank God he allows us to see that light.
Yes, he does.
That we might be able to come out of darkness. Can you imagine having to spend your whole life in darkness? Verse 5 of St. John chapter 1 said, "And the light was in him, and the darkness comprehended not." There was the light of Jesus, and darkness couldn't even see it. Amen.
That's right.
This is May the 1st. We're starting our revival, our first revival, tonight at 6 o'clock. I want to make sure I get that clear. The reason we're starting at 6 o'clock tonight, I don't want to put the evangelist in any kind of predicament. Start at 5 and then the rest of the week 6. So we're going to make them all 6. If it'll work Monday night, it'll work Sunday night.
Yeah.
So y'all pray that we'll be able to get out of here and it'll still be daylight. I'm hoping it'll work. I think it will. Brother Fishback, he's not long-winded like me, so I say we'll probably get out here plenty of time to get home. And if not, we'll make some kind of arrangement. We'll get you home, amen. But I praise God for all the... go ahead, somebody say something?
No, I just said we'll call Uber.
Yeah, we'll get home, amen.
Amen.
One way or another, walk on, we have to.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But we want to thank the Lord. This little church is growing.
Yeah.
I've been watching it grow.
Yeah.
And like Brother Ed says, it's growing the right way. It's not like growing like in wildfire. It's growing, you know, with what I see is real. What I see is, you know, it's solid. It's got some stability to it. And one day, who knows, this may be a Sunday school room. We may have a big church out there. I hope a preacher gets bigger before we do that, because this is about the right size for you, preacher. I'm just a little preacher, amen. But my pastor, he got to meet Brother Bob Malkin. Y'all heard me talk about Brother Bob. He's a saved Orthodox Jew. That's pretty rare. But my pastor preached revival this week up in Ohio. And you can visit those services online. They live stream like we do on Facebook. And I looked at some of them. You just type in Pleasant View Baptist Church up there in Ohio, and you hear Brother Bob, he's shouting up a storm up there. But he got to meet my pastor. My pastor said he made a picture of Brother Bob, so I'll get to see what Brother Bob looks like, amen. But I heard him shout. He sounded like me shouting all over the place. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we had a message on our heart that was going to preach this morning. After we took a shower and shaved this morning, the Lord changed the message. I ain't got no problem with that. But we just want to deliver the message of God. So we're going to take our text out of Isaiah chapter 53. I'll read the whole chapter. I don't want to read part of it. It's so great a chapter. It's just 12 verses. We'll read that whole chapter. Isaiah 53 verse 1, "Who hath believed our report?" That's quite a question. "And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" That's another great question. That falls in the category of the mystery of godliness, where God was manifested in the flesh. They're mentioned there, I think it's 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. "For he," talking about Jesus, "shall grow up before him as a tender plant." We got a lot of little children running around here right now like little Thomas back there. One day Jesus was like little Thomas.
Yeah, that's right.
"And as a root out of dry ground, he hath no form nor comeliness, And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs, and he has, and carried our sorrows, and he does. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb. This is our text verse here. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, amen, so he opened not his mouth. He's taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? That kind of throws a curveball to the Mormons that think Jesus had children by Mary Magdalene. This verse clarifies that. Who shall declare his generation? He had no children. He had seed, and that'll be mentioned here in just a second. For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he have done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. That's us. I'm a son of God.
That's right.
Spiritually, I'm a son of God. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. I'm one of them. For he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. It wasn't fake news at Calvary. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. We'll stop right there. My text verse, verse 7, I was just going to read that one verse, but in honoring the Lord, I wanted to read it all. But our text verse is verse 7. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter. We're preaching today on purpose a message called a slaughterhouse religion. I'll clarify that in this message. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. We thank you, Father, for the privilege to stand for it and to preach from it. We thank you, Lord, not only, Lord, that you saved us. Lord, you counted us faithful and put us in the ministry. Lord, you gave us a call of God. Lord, we want to be obedient, Lord, to all your beckoning. Lord, we pray even right now, Lord, that you'd put wind in our sails. Lord, that you'd give us, Lord, anointed liberty. We might be able, Lord, to deliver this message, Father, with authority, with anointing. Lord, just to give glory and honor to the suffering of your Son. Lord, we ask these blessings, Lord. And we thank you for whatever you do. In Jesus' name we'll ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said, I'm preaching this message on purpose. I've been saved 34 years. I hadn't been saved very long at all. My pastor got called to preach a revival in a church, and it was called the Wesleyan Methodist Church, and I was there. My pastor, he's pretty smart. He's not like me. He's real smart. He loves to read. I hate to read. I listen good. I watch videos good, but I have to discipline myself to read my Bible. I'm on my 19th time to read my Bible through, so I'm not completely lazy, but I do hate to read, Sybil. I'm not kidding. You give me a book, I don't care what it is. I'm just not much on reading. I've got books. They're stacked. I've never read them. I've got them. I'll just tell you, one of these days I'm hoping I'll get out of this laziness to read. But anyway, he's pretty smart. Paul mentioned the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 16. And he made a statement. He said, nevertheless, he said, being crafty, he said, I caught you with guile. Mm-hmm. Now, my pastor, like I said, he's a very smart man. When they asked him to come preach this revival, and here I am with him, he got up right behind the pulpit and said, well, you know what he did? He said, I'd like to make a request before we start this revival. But we sing three songs about the blood. Now, he knew something I didn't know. He's pretty private of what he was doing here. Brother Jerry, they had to, with shame face Bush, go back in the back of the church and dig these songs out.
Oh, my.
To bring them out so we could sing about the blood. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people don't have liberty that I talked about this morning in Sunday school. And they call those songs about the blood, Brother Eric, they call that a slaughterhouse religion. I'll just tell you right now, buddy, it took a blood donor for me to get saved.
Amen.
I couldn't put right. my own blood if I shed every single drop of it. I couldn't with my own blood save anybody or myself.
No.
I couldn't crucify myself. I couldn't do anything to better myself. But I want you to know, Jesus, that verse said, he poured out his soul unto death. Brother Mitchell, he gave every Amen. Drop right. of blood that he had.
Amen.
The blood's important. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. It
right.
took a blood sacrifice.
Right. Amen.
In the very beginning of your Bible, in Genesis chapter 4, two men made an offering. One offered a firstling of his flock, Tammy. And the other one offered the fruit that he had grown, or the fruit of the ground he had grown.
Right.
I can see him over there polishing up them vegetables there. Maybe there was a turnip in there, I don't know. Somewhere this statement came from. You can't get blood from a turnip. That may be
yeah.
where it came from, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, God did not accept Cain's offering. He got big and mad. And the same goes on today. People want it their way. I don't care what that Bible says they say. Well,
yeah.
you will one day when you find out you stand before God and you're still in your filth and you're still in your sin and you'll hear the words, depart from me, I never knew you. It'll get a matter then.
Right.
You know, you might get by with that down here, but you won't when you stand before God and give an account. I'll just tell you right now, buddy, when the books are open, I'm glad my name's in the book of life. Hallelujah. I'm glad my sins are in the blood. But I'll tell you this, buddy, Jesus had to shed his blood for this sinner to be saved. Amen. My pastor knew what he's doing, Brother Jerry. You know what? We had revival. I'll tell you why we had revival. You had a man that obeyed God.
That's right.
Not only did he do a good job preaching, but he broke the ice. When he said, I'd like for us to sing, he already knew me. He done looked in the song books. They didn't have one simple head anything about the blood. And he got up there behind the pulpit. And he said, I'd like to request me for it. We sing three songs about the blood before we start this revival. They didn't ask him back. But boy, I'll tell you what, we had some revival. I'll tell you, everybody else, people got saved. Hey, amen. It rocked their boat. But I'll tell you what, that's what it needed, amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter. A man worked at a slaughterhouse and he took great joy in slitting the throats of little bitty lambs. And until one day, as one of those lambs was dying, he felt something on his hand and he looked down there and that lamb was licking his hand and it licked it till it died. And all of a sudden he took no joy out of slitting the throats of lambs no more. And the Lamb of God came down here and allowed them to literally slaughter him,
yeah,
which we will. But like I said, Cain, he didn't offer a blood sacrifice. And you can't get blood out of a turnip. And there's no need in having revival without the blood of Jesus. I'll tell you right now, buddy. The Bible said that Jesus purchased the church with His own blood in Acts chapter 20, verse number 28. And the Bible says, without the shedding of blood is no remission in Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 22. Jesus, when He took the cup and gave thanks, He told His disciples, "This is My blood of the New Testament." We're talking typology here. "Which is shed for the remission of sins," in Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. The high priest went behind the veil once every year to offer sacrifice for the people. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 7. Brother Eric, you know what it says? Not without the blood.
That's right.
Because if he went behind that veil, without the blood, Mitchell, they had a rope tied to his ankle.
Yes,
right. He had little bells sewed into his garment.
Yeah.
And they listened for them bells. And if he went behind that veil, he didn't do right, or he didn't have the blood symbol, they had to pull him out with that rope.
That's right.
He's a dead man.
Yeah.
Blood's pretty serious with God.
Yes,
it is. In Exodus chapter 12, God said, "When I see the blood,
that's
how important it is."
Yes,
those that had the blood applied, they lived.
Yeah.
Those that had not the blood applied at midnight, there was a cry.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Somebody wrote a song, Bonnie, called "The Midnight Cry."
Yeah.
One of these days, I'm getting out of this Egypt down here. I have to admit, we're Donnie, bless his heart, he's still working like a sled dog. But he'll tell you now, it's more for less. They want him to do more, and they want to pay him less for doing it.
Yeah.
And Pharaoh said, you're idle. He said, "Go make the tail of bricks and gather your own straw." That's what's going on right now. They're not making it easier. They're making it harder.
Yeah.
You know, what was good about that was God got Israel weaned off of Egypt.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on with us, Brother Eric. We're going to get weaned off this down there one of these days.
Yes,
we're going to say, "Lord, would you please come and get us?"
That's right.
I've been waiting on that.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I just don't want to do that. I'm getting out.
Yeah.
But that blood, God allowed His Son to be slaughtered because there was no other way.
Yeah. That's
right. In the scripture I read, it said that God would see the travail of His soul and be satisfied.
Right.
What's that mean, Brother Eddie? He was satisfied with the offering, Brother Mitchell.
Yeah,
God said there remains no more need for sacrifice.
Right. Amen.
Don't kill a single lamb. Don't kill a single bullock. Don't do any penance. Don't do anything. God saw the travail of His Son as He gave His life, a ransom for all. God saw the travail of the soul of His Son, and He said, "I'm satisfied." Not only did it satisfy God, it satisfied the payment for sin.
Amen.
There remained no more offering for sin. It was paid in full, Carolyn, by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, I like paying things off, amen. I don't know about y'all. One of these days, hallelujah, I'll get out of debt. But I like paying things off. You get a statement in the mail, Brother Eric, you'll have it on there in red letters. Paid in full. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy, April 27, 1988, somebody put on my account, paid in full by the blood of Jesus, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God, he said, "When I see the blood," but He's looking for something in red, amen. You better have the blood over your sin when you stand before your Creator.
Amen.
In the previous chapter of chapter verse 52, verse 14, I didn't read it, but it says, "As many as were astonished at thee, his vestige was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." He didn't even look human. Now if you look at that next verse, it says, "Kings shall shut their mouths at him." In Romans chapter number 3, it talks about every mouth will be stopped. There won't nobody have anything to say that Jesus' sacrifice wasn't sufficient. Even the devil has to shut his mouth. I'm telling the devil, man, I've understood the love of God. He might have said something about like me, I wouldn't have given that for them. But you know, the devil ain't Jesus. Jesus loved his own.
Yes,
and the Bible
he
said
did.
He loved them unto the end. He said, greater love has no man than this.
Yeah.
They lay down his life for his friend. If he had some real friends, it'd be different body. But all he had was a bunch of hell-deserving sinners that was looking to him for him to do something. And not only do something, he done it all for us. Amen. You know, you see these police trying to arrest people, and they're resisting.
Yeah.
I just saw one this week. They was trying to put handcuffs behind his back. And somehow he broke away and run off. They didn't have to do that with Jesus.
No,
he didn't resist.
No, he didn't.
That's why he came. He laid down on that cross.
Yes. Right.
But he didn't resist.
Amen.
He willfully delivered himself into their hands. They may have made it hard on him, but I'll tell you what, buddy. He allowed it. He could have stopped it at any minute, Tammy. He could have stopped it at any time. Oh, my. Thank God for our Savior. He come down here and done what nobody else could do.
Yeah.
Brother Ed, he done it so good, it can't even be undone.
That's right.
Hey, I'm telling you, praise God, I've got eternal life already.
Yeah.
On the merits of Jesus, I accepted what his offering was for me.
Yeah.
He offered himself for all. I accepted an offering.
That's right.
I took it. I didn't argue with it. I didn't say there's more to it. I didn't say you got to do this, you got to do that. I said, Lord, I accept what you done for me.
Yeah.
And on the merits of that acceptance, praise
right.
God, I got adopted
Amen.
Into the family of God.
Amen.
I got accepted in the beloved.
That's right.
These people down here strain that, swallow camels. But I'm going to tell you something. Many have done harm to the simplicity that's in Jesus. How simple was it, Brother Eddie? Well, Jesus made a reference to Moses there in John chapter number 30.
Right.
And he said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness,
yes.
so must the Son of Man be lifted up. How simple was that, Brother Eddie? Just
yeah.
looking, Leo.
Yeah.
If he got bit by a serpent type of sin,
yeah.
he got bit Amen. By a snake, by a serpent.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to live, you had to look at it. That serpent on that pole. See, Christ was made a curse for us.
Yes.
Cursed as every man hangs on a tree.
Right.
Moses held that rod up with that brazen serpent on it. And you know what, Brother Eric? Everybody looked live.
Yeah.
Everybody thought it was stupid. Didn't look, they died.
Yeah, right.
That's what I did. So I looked and I lived. Hey, I tell you right now,
yeah.
it's simple. Look at Jesus if you want to go to heaven.
Yes,
there's no right. other way, no other door, there's no shortcuts. It's simple. Hey, I'm telling you, he come down here to give his life a ransom, and he bought me and paid for me.
Yeah.
I'm not my own. I belong to Jesus now. Amen.
Amen.
He's coming for his church. I'm part of it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, every mouth's going to be stopped, and all the world's going to be guilty before God. Romans 3:19. How did he shed his blood, Brother Eddie? Well, they blindfolded him. They scared death of him, Brother Eric. They blindfolded him and struck him in the face. Luke chapter 22, verse 64.
Yeah.
I was in a lot of fights growing up. I didn't like getting whooped, but I did a couple of times.
Yeah.
But you know what? I still remember what it was like to get hit in the face. Got punched in the nose, make your eyes water. Got hit in the mouth, you know, make your mouth bleed. But they blindfolded him, Brother Ed.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't even see it coming.
That's right.
And then they mocked him. Who was it? Smoked the prophesied. They're mocking him, making fun of him.
Yeah.
He's got a blindfold on there.
Amen.
He can't see. There wasn't just one. It said all of them hit.
Yeah.
The whole band of soldiers. They hit him in the face. They're taking him what they call sucker punches. Watch me hit him. You think you hit him? Watch his. Jesus just allowed it. Could have stopped it then. He could have stopped it.
Oh, yes.
He's taking my beat.
Right. Amen. Yeah, he did.
Oh, the depths of the love
Thank
of God.
Lord Jesus.
He's in my stead, taking what I deserve. He's allowed them to hit him.
Glory to God.
He's allowed them to
right.
hit him.
Amen.
And then I'll show one out, you know. You think you hit what he is? I'll break his jaw. I mean, they're blindfolding him. All the soldiers said, the whole band of soldiers hit him.
Oh my.
Those Jews, They made the mistake of saying his blood be on us and on our children in Matthew chapter 27, verse 25. That's why you had the Holocaust.
Right.
That's why you got anti-Semitism.
Amen.
They made a mistake. When they rejected their Messiah, that was bad enough.
Yeah.
But they went a step further when they said his blood be on us. They wanted to get rid of him. Said, there's people that hate Jesus today. They don't want you praying in Jesus' name. You can mention anybody else's name, but don't you pray in Jesus' name.
Right.
Listen, if you ain't going to pray in Jesus' name, don't even bother praying, because Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in my name, my Father, get. But, they didn't want Jesus. So they said, his blood be on us and on our children. God said, okay. And that buddy, the Jewish blood, Brother Mitchell, has been running ever since.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody said, why do they have to suffer so much? Because they asked for it.
Yeah.
That's right.
They asked for that. When they said his blood be on us and on our children, buddy, that's a big mistake.
Yeah.
They're paying for it even today, and it ain't done yet.
Right. Amen.
They beat Jesus with a reed and smote him on the head. Well, let's back up here. They scourged Jesus and gathered the whole band of soldiers, and that's in Matthew 27, verse 26 through 27. Then they put a crown of thorns upon his head, Matthew 27, verse 29. Then they beat Jesus with a reed on the head and smote him. That's Matthew chapter 27, verse 30. Not only did he have to shed his blood, but he took a beating as he's headed to the cross.
Yes, that's right.
He's headed to the cross to shed his blood, but he had to run the gauntlet. I don't know if y'all know what a gauntlet is, but it's a line of people on both sides,
right,
and they're going to beat you, try to keep you from making it to the end.
Right.
Well, he ran the gauntlet. They're beating him. They're scourging him. He got scourged with a Roman scourging. Brother Eric, a Jewish scourging, you could only beat them 39 stripes. It was 40 save one. And if you beat them with more than 39 stripes, you got beat. But this was a Roman scourging, and the whole band of soldiers, Brother Danny, took their turn.
Yeah.
They beat him. We fixed spaghetti last night at our house with my mother-in-law and father-in-law. They were down for the weekend. And I was looking at that ground beef. That's about what he looked like. They beat him to a pulp. Like I said, his vestige was marred more than any man. He did not even look human. There wasn't no other way. If he'd have stopped it, we'd have been, without hope.
Right.
Or we'd have been hell bound.
Right.
But they beat him. The whole band of soldiers gathered themselves and they scourged Jesus. They put a crown of thorns on his head and they beat him with a reed and smote him. Those verses mentioned there in Matthew chapter 27, verse 26 through verse 30. And then if that wasn't enough, they took him out and they crucified him, Matthew chapter 27,
Amen.
Verse 35. And you know what? The reason he didn't resist, Brother Mitchell,
that's right,
is because he'd already in the garden crucified his flesh before he ever got to Calvary, before he ever got to being crucified, Brother Eric. He already said, Father, not my will, but thine be done.
Yeah.
He had already, Brother Ed, he had already crucified his fleshly body.
Yes, he had.
He said, God, I surrender into your hands, Father.
Yeah.
Here am I.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy, he completely surrendered himself in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Right.
His sweat became as great drops of blood as he's praying, as he's agonizing, as he's telling his disciples, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Brother Jerry, he made it a matter of prayer, and he said, not my will, but thine be done. He surrendered.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, crucified his flesh long before he got his beating.
Yes, he did.
And if that wasn't enough, Brother Ed, Nicodemus,
yeah,
and Joseph of Arimathea,
amen,
they went and begged the body of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what Pilate said, Brother Mitchell? He couldn't believe that Jesus was dead already.
That's right.
He couldn't believe it. You see,
that's right.
The beating that he took was part of the reason he was dead already.
Amen.
But that wasn't what killed him. He said, no man takes my life, I lay it down.
Yeah.
The Bible said with a loud voice he yielded up the ghost.
Yeah.
But you right. know what they did? They went out there to make sure Jesus was dead, Brother Eric.
That's right.
And they took a big spear and they shoved it right in his side. You see, the world wants proof.
Yeah.
They thought Jesus faked his death. It's kind of hard to fake your death.
Yeah.
I mean, he told Thomas, he said, put your hand in it. This place here at my side, buddy, yeah. know it's me.
Yeah, that's right.
They got all the proof they needed right there.
That's right.
When that spear went in, he pulled it out. The Bible says, wherewith came out blood and water.
Yes.
I'm just telling you, buddy, he shed his blood so that old sinners like Eddie Wade could be forgiven. John chapter 19, he's the only one mentions about that spear.
Right.
John chapter 19, verse 34, said a soldier took a spear and pierced his side, and there came forth blood and water.
Right.
Everything he had, Brother Donnie, was given so that we could be forgiven.
Yes.
So that we could be saved.
Thank you, Lord.
He took my place. You want to know how bad sin is? Take a look at Calvary. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm saved, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you right now, buddy, sin ain't no laughing matter. The Bible says fools make a mock of sin.
That's right.
They're going to find out one of these days sin ain't nothing to laugh about.
That's right.
Amen.
I was one of them. I made a mock of sin. And I thought I was a man's man. I'll tell you what Pilate said, behold the man, when he pointed at Jesus.
Yeah.
He talked about a man's man, man.
That's right.
He was up to the task, Brother Eric.
That's right.
He's got a crown of thorns on him. He's got a robe. They put a robe on him, mocking him. He's got a little ring here for a cane. Pilate said, behold the man. He was up to the task.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'll tell you what, buddy, he finished what he came down there to do, Sybil. He finished it right there on Golgotha.
Yeah.
Place called Calvary, place of skull.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it wasn't done there because on the third day, glory to God, he got up. The reason he got up was because he raised for my justification.
Yeah.
If he hadn't got up, Paul said, we're still in our sin. He said, let us eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
Right.
But praise God, Jesus, he got up, amen, and he showed himself alive. Not only, like I said last Sunday, he said he didn't just get up, he said, behold, I got the keys.
Amen.
He took them back. Adam lost them.
Yeah.
First Adam lost them, the second Adam got them back. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm good to go now. I don't care about the keys. I'm glad he's got them. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, some people, they think, you know, Peter's got the keys, help himself. I'm going with Jesus.
Yeah,
right.
He's the one that died for me.
Yeah.
He's the one that paid the price no one else could pay.
Right.
He's the one that suffered for me.
Yeah.
He's the one that forgave me.
Yeah.
He's the one that told me, go in peace.
Yes.
Sin no more.
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus. Father, we love you this morning.
Yeah.
We just wanted to brag on your son.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just good to be reminded, Lord, the price that you paid.
Yeah.
So that worthless sinners like us could be forgiven, could be saved, to have an eternal home, have eternal life, have somewhere, Lord, to enjoy eternity. Thank you, Lord, for the price you paid, for the suffering you endured, Lord, for the joy that was set before you. You was willing, Lord, to suffer. Thank you, Lord. Somebody wrote a song when he was on the cross. I was on his mind. Oh my, what a Savior. What a Savior. All right, we're done. I'll get Brother Jerry, please. Verse of invitation on him. Get Sister Sharon to help him. I'd like to ask you to stand. Don't forget revival tonight, 6 o'clock. Brother Charles Fishback, I'm so looking forward to soaking some up.
Yes.
I don't mind pouring out, but I like soak up too. I'm going to soak some up tonight. Hallelujah.
Number 203.
Amazing grace.